When fighting erupted this summer between Russia and Georgia, the faraway war became a real-time campaign issue here in the U.S. The narrative that emerged from the two main presidential candidates was straightforward. Russia was the aggressor, and Georgia, the small but plucky U.S. ally, was the victim. Recent accounts from the region suggest it wasn't that simple, as The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Some of those accounts come from eyewitnesses interviewed by BBC television during a rare independent visit to South Ossetia. That's where the fighting started between the Georgian military and separatist rebels backed by Russia. An Ossetian villager, Taya Sitnik, told the BBC that houses in her area were deliberately targeted by Georgian tanks.
This is what used to be our stairwell. We were hiding in the basement down here.
On the second morning of the fighting, Sitnik said her 21-year-old son was hit in the neck by shrapnel from a Georgian tank shell, and he bled to death in her arms.
This is where my son's blood was. The neighbors have cleared it up now. They wanted to burn us alive in this building.
Researchers with Human Rights Watch have collected evidence in the South Ossetian capital, Skhinvali. Moscow director Allison Gill says the group is concerned about the use of indiscriminate force by the Georgian military.
We saw and then have witness testimony that corroborates tank attacks on apartment buildings, including tank attacks that shot at the basement level of apartments. And basements are typically areas where civilians will hide for their own protection.
Gill says the Georgian military appears to be guilty of committing war crimes.
Indiscriminate force, disproportionate force, are violations of the Geneva Conventions, which regulate war, and serious violations of the Geneva Conventions are war crimes.
If that's true, it raises doubts about the way John McCain has characterized the fighting in Georgia. Soon after the shooting started, McCain told supporters that he got on the phone with his old friend Mikhail Saakashvili, Georgia's president, to tell him,
"Today, we are all Georgians."
McCain has repeatedly criticized Barack Obama for giving what McCain says was a muddled initial response to the crisis in the Caucasus. He did so during their first debate in Oxford, Mississippi.
His first statement was, "Both sides ought to show restraint." Again, a little bit of naivete there. He doesn't understand that Russia committed serious aggression against Georgia.
Obama responded in that debate by saying he agrees with McCain that Russia was the aggressor, but he disagreed that his initial response was not forceful enough.
I immediately said that this was illegal and objectionable. And absolutely, I wanted a cessation of the violence because it put an enormous strain on Georgia.
Georgian President Saakashvili denies that his side committed atrocities, and he says he welcomes a full investigation. A U.S. State Department official has said that Georgia's actions do raise some real questions, but he added that raising the issue of war crimes is not useful at this point. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.
For more on the conflict in Georgia and its aftermath, go to theworld.org.